This is Dr. Churi.
And Trania.
And this will be it. This will be the last show until the stars decide to... the stars, let's say the people decide to be a little bit more interested in what we have to offer. It saddened me so much that all that Tirania and I were doing to the point of sickness, excuse me, we're still very much under the weather. Excuse me about that. We keep constantly giving to you. And I put an announcement to over 6,000 people that tonight I was going to do some mini readings. And, you know, people are not even interested. So fact of the matter is, you know, very obvious. You're just, the mass is not interested. And there's no reason for me to, you know, shove it onto their throat that they need to be cosmic conscious. They need to understand the face and the tools of God. They need to adapt to the cosmic code so they get a better perception of their future and their children's future. You know, I wrote so many newsletters trying to explain that our infantile science, excuse me, has lost the spirit and totally cosmic and conscious, endlessly producing monsters. Your very children, as I'm speaking to you, are going to be turned into monsters, mostly because no one is there to teach them how to control their stars. So they're going to be neurotically, subconsciously acting out their stars, and they're going to become the next Adam Lanza or be either the victim or the perpetrator in the long run. And that this is my vision of the future, which is terrible, absolutely terrible. And I cannot just, you know, give 150% in my health in the process and even affecting our marriage. When you think that 78,000 morons have actually given money to Mars One to get a Mars. What's going on with these people? Just please, is there anybody out there that can tell me what's going on with these people?
I'll tell you that it's become a comedy in America's Playhouse.
Yeah, well.
It has. And, you know, we are looking out, checking, you know, all of our mates in the play field. You know, too many people, you know, what it makes me think about is, like, every new year when the big ball drops, it's like a chance to make a difference during that year and turn things around. But too many people are just dropping the ball on themselves.
Yeah, so the invest of going to Mars in a dream. You know, I'm trying to explain to people, do you actually believe that a non-profit organization means non-profit organization? Do you realize that those people are entities within an entity that's what produced the RRS? This is what the RRS is, Mars One, NASA, all those entities, fleas on a big dog, surviving because of a bigger entity. Why? I just don't understand why people do not understand that this is how they make a living, by making you believe that one day you're going to go to Mars. Man, you would have to pay me millions to be that stupid. Now,
Bok, chicken head.
Now,
too many
chicken-hearted
people out there, I guess.
You told me this afternoon that some people were investing on underwear.
Yeah.
Are you joking?
Certain like figures abroad, they have put their underwear up for sale. And it just represents, you know, the Scorpio.
And people buy that?
And people are buying that.
I mean, they're actually betting on that, on someone's famous underwear?
Yes, someone's getting rich.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, what I'm trying to say, this is not bullshit.
Yeah.
This is true shit. excuse my French, but you see how disgusted I am to be forced to recognize the humongous stupidity, the lack of intelligence, and how gullible the people Tarania and I were trying so hard to reach with inaugurable facts.
Well, we have many novices out there to the extreme, so they're all in the learning process.
But still, this was the last straw for me. To actually realize that 78,000 people have gotten money to go to Mars, that tells me in what world I'm living in. And there's no point for me anymore to hide the truth. The fact of the matter, humanity is living on borrowing time. On the last newsletter that I wrote, it's called This Is It. If you read it, it explains to you the real reason why Tyrone and I, we finally are forced to give up and let evil reign, because we realize evil is in charge of the world. There is also, in this newsletter, there is a link that I gathered from NASA that tells you last 10, 15, or 20 years or so, the incredible explosion of humanity at the expense of the rainforest. Now, do you think that's going to stop? Now, I thought if I could manage to grab enough intelligent human being and start my schools and get their support, I would be able to turn those children outside of imbecility, skepticism, religious poisoning, and the righteousness of science, and bring back the spirit in these kids so that as they grow up, okay, they don't turn into monsters, skeptical monsters for that matter, and start to make this world a better place to be. So what I'm trying to say here is I'm at the end. That's it. Even though that I will serve my VIP, I ain't going to let you guys down, be sure of that. Out of 6,000 people, we have a few hundred VIPs that have signed up. And there is no way for me, it's not worth it for me to try to shove down people's throats. Allah, Jesus, Buddha, or the cosmic code. That's what it comes down to it. People have to be ready. As I said a million times, you can't take the horse to the river. It doesn't mean he's going to drink at the source of wisdom. You've got to be ready for Dr. Cherie. You've got to be ready for Tarania, for our work. And then we have to stop giving pearls to swine. That's what it comes down to it. Yes, Tarania?
Well, you know, we're not giving up, like, for good. I mean, we're still going to be on the cosmic code. We're still going to do what we do. We're just not going to do maybe as much. Because there's so many people out there that don't have nothing to stand for, you know.
But these are the people who need us the most.
They allow themselves to get involved into an association that is misleading, and then their ego gets all out of control, and it's just absolutely ridiculous why you have people wondering why they're at the level that they're at, and then you've got the people, you know, that's on top, call them the bees that carry the honey, that'd be me and Dr. Cherie.
And all our VIPs and people
and all
are
our
listening.
VIPs.
Sure, the curious people.
Yes. So, you know, what it comes down to is that too many people are just not yet ready at this point in time.
But you know,
so we're not going to cross those boundaries anymore and try to shove it down people's
exactly.
throats.
Exactly. You got to deserve. You got to deserve us. That's what it comes down. We're much too precious when you look at. Now, if you look at my 2013 moon power for the date of May 11, 12, 13, 14, and 15, I made some more than obvious predictions, especially in the environment area. I said it's time for Mother Earth to stretch herself and restructure her inside, okay? And the next thing you know, there is two volcano that spewed lava in Alaska, exactly on the date that I gave. Then I said also on the events section to expect the military to make the news. And now on CNN, you have the Pentagon that is facing some serious problems involving sexuality, sensuality, all the secrets and all the suicide, which is all produced by the Scorpius Draconis. So that's where we're at. We are at a much higher level that the masses cannot comprehend, cannot appreciate, and cannot judge. So it finally came to me, I says, I sound like a freaking, you know, televangelist trying to shove down the cosmic code into people that are not ready, that are ill-equipped cosmically to deal with the divine and understanding the face and the truth of God. So,
Hang on. We can't give up what we stand for.
Oh, no. That would never. That's committing suicide. Literally,
yeah.
That's dying.
We're still gonna be here to represent. We're gonna represent.
Yeah. What we're trying to do here is to grasp enough cosmic coder. So, even though that the mass is doomed, you know, I cannot. Even though I might have, I probably will have to write the next 50 years, which is coming. It's a given. However, I cannot help to still believe that my cosmic code of family and I, especially if you guys out there help me and really believe in me, try to bring more cosmic coder into the website. I can get there and speak to you. I will write to you. I will get in live with you if I have to, and then we can do some very specific, magical, metaphysical work to influence the superconscious in time and space, so that the worst of the worst does not happen.
And you know what dawned on me, too, is that this is the month of May, okay? May represents Taurus. This is the month of the universal dragon's tail. So we are kind of feeling at our lowest point, and it's going to pass, even though the moon is up. But, you know, who knows? Maybe next month we'll feel a little bit different if we see some action. But, you know, at the same time, I know that there are men in Capitol Hill who are tuned in. You know, not all of them are the bad guys, or, you know, there's certain people out there who will open the door to more light or want to join us and be further enlightened.
Yeah.
So that's the good news. But, you know, when you're constantly on the radio and you're giving, or you're always writing constantly every single day and you're not seeing any feedback or enough feedback, it's gonna push you over the edge and it's gonna make you sick.
Let me explain something also that's very important. When I wrote about the Scorpius Draconis, I never stopped blasting the internet, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. I'm constantly pushing that Scorpius Draconis in charge of the world all the way up to next February. In these things, I explain that anything that is secret will always come to light. I even wrote about the RIS, for God's sake. I wrote about the FBI. I wrote about the everything that took place with the rigged election. Benghazi. I even give the other 9/11 attack in Benghazi. My gosh, I'm giving you so much and so much reality, and it's only me and a few smart, cosmic, conscious VIP that can relate to that and appreciate the values of the gift or the freaking curse that God gave me. So that's what it comes down to it, people. Maybe you didn't do enough. Each time I wrote a newsletter, how many of you listening to me right now push it forward? How many of you have said good words about Dr. Cherry? How many of you have worked really, really hard as we do, trying to bring more cosmic coder into the cosmic code? Obviously, I can see the end result. The end result is that I have over 6,000 people on the cosmic code, and I have 20 people listening to this show. Something is wrong, very wrong. Very, very wrong. And for me and Taranya to now paying the heavy price with our health because we are taking ourselves too seriously to save the world ain't worth it. So we've got to start to back away from this evil, moronic world, wanted to live on Mars for God's freaking sake, okay? And let you enjoy, a normal life, because maybe this is all there is. God made it very, very difficult for me to spread his pearls of wisdom. God made it extraordinarily difficult for me to explain to you, listeners or readers, how he speaks to you through the signs. He made it extraordinarily difficult, and I hate the shit out of the Creator right now, but to tell you how I feel inside, and that's time for me to back off. It's time to spend more time with my beautiful wife, more time with my dogs, maybe going fishing a little bit more, okay? We've been sick. We've been sick constantly thinking about you, thinking about the message we have, thinking about how we're going to stop this stupid world to go down here and how to salvage the spirit of the children before they all turn monsters, because religion or the educational system is incomplete. So where are we at? Know that you guys don't support us, don't get me wrong. I can see your emails, I can see your calls, but there's 400 million people on this earth. And who the hell do I think I am to go against what all the prophets and all the religion of the world have promised, which is a suffocating aim because of stupidity, because of religion, and because of a lack of cosmic consciousness. Who the hell I thought I was to be able to turn you around?
Hey, you know what? The world is yours.
Yeah, so
you know,
I have turned a few of you. I know that. I mean, I'm looking at my most faithful VIPs and my cosmic coders. I know I did turn you around, and slowly you understand what I'm talking about. But that's not enough. That's not enough for me to continue. And I never thought, you know, in all honesty, I never thought I would give up with the world. But I'm not giving up on my VIPs, but I'm giving up with the world. There's no way that I'm going to spend hours and hours and hours writing and spending my own life on my computer and give all my pearls to all these swines who are incapable or unwilling to accept the undiluted truth. Instead, you might have to follow the people that vibrate such a speed, and that would be Joel Osteen or all these false prophets who tells you they have the secret of the cosmic code when they are themselves cosmic and conscious and absolutely no proof of their skills or predictions. And that's what we are dealing with. We are dealing with a world that is going downhill so fast. And I know from the inside of my soul that I could do something. And I still believe, at least with my VIPs, that we can do something so that the superconscious in time and space is not misused, because 99.09% of the moron who wants to go on Mars do not know that the future is the reincarnation of the thought. They all have been created at the image of God, and they all have the power to create. The fact of the matter is, intellectually, spiritually, psychically, their UCI is below lamentable, below mediocre. Their UCL is idiotic, and that's why they are paying people. They are paying Mars One to go on Mars, for God's sake. Or they are following people like Joel Osteen and all these false prophets who think they are Edgar Cayce because they look like Edgar Cayce. For God's sake!
You know, I have one thing to say, and I'm down with all that. You know, it's true in a way, we kind of are like Kachina dolls. So people can go ahead, they can take their needles and they can poke us all they want. You know, go ahead.
No,
karma's going to come right back around and bite them in their butt.
Junya, we made ourselves available. That's why.
But you know what? It's always good to be a positive spiritual personification to help guide
children. Yeah, my anger is directed at 78,000 morons who have gave money to Mars One. The next thing you know, Mars One certify that the atmosphere of Mars and the minerals on Mars are deadly to humans. But meantime, they have given that money. Imagine for a second, cosmic coder, public strangers, whomever you are, imagine for a second if 78,000 of you would give me $10. Imagine my first school being raised off the ground. Maybe right here in Phoenix, and with it the opportunity for all the mothers to take a chance with cosmic wisdom, with God face and tools, and offer an opportunity for their children to become future Dr. Cherry, future Tyrannias, and at the same time make sure that they can control their UCI, their stars, and do not become monsters. Mm-hmm. I can only tell you.
That's beautiful and all, but you know, the thing about being misunderstood is you don't have to really explain it. And the other thing is that what we teach, it really is years ahead. It's years ahead, and that's not worth us killing ourselves or wasting our time. So it's like our friend here, Unique Expression, shout out, hello, I know you're listening right now, out there in Florida. She says every day in Florida is a holiday. And that's, you know, I felt so at home in Florida. Who knows? That's probably where our destiny is to be.
I've never been so happy. Every single day I was along the ocean. I was walking, looking for gold. God knows what. I was in peace. I still managed to share everything with you.
You know, the men in black may be watching us right now. Maybe they're going to come down and take us back up on that UFO. You know?
Ultimately, there's no accident.
No accident.
You have to remember, the head and the tail of the dragon is affecting drastically. And listen carefully, please. Listen carefully and tell everybody. The head and the tail of the dragon is affecting the home, the fourth house, and the tenth house of all the souls born in August and February. Now, President Obama is a Leo, and as I'm speaking to you, the tail of the dragon is in Taurus in his 10th house of career, and you wonder why, with the last new moon in the sign of Taurus, he and his administration hit the ground. Nothing of what's coming for him in August, of course. Now, the head of the dragon is in his home area, which is the White House, and the only reason why he survived is because the White House is nothing else than the FBI and the CIA that protect him and keep him alive, okay? And I know there is a lot of FBI and CIA agents are listening to this show tonight. But Dr. Turing is no more, no less than the president. He's a human being with the head of the dragon in his career and the tail in the home area. This is why we are forced to move. This is why my entire career is being restructured. This is why I'm doing what I'm doing. On top of that, anything with the house, the tail of the dragon is in the house. So Maybe is that why my poor dog, Macho, contracted valley fever and is going to be on medication for the rest of his life? Is that why today in the kitchen, what do you call that?
Our garbage disposal and sink is all messed up.
And then God knows what. Excuse me. This nasty drug, and it's in the house. And the more we stay in the house, the more this nasty dragon is hurting us. So we're doing the Kabbalistic cleansing ritual because we have nowhere else to go.
Check this, guys. Today on my computer, I couldn't even get Cosmic Code to pull up.
Yeah, so we have all sorts
for days.
But because I am cosmic conscious, and I know how this dragon is affecting us on a personal level, at home, and in our career, we have to please this dragon. We have to get out of the house a little bit more. This dragon is so heavy that it doesn't even stop me getting better. It's been over 2 weeks and we still have problems, breathing, coughing. We need to get out of the house.
It's not contagious, guys.
No.
Not over the airwaves.
But this energy is in the house and it's trying to stop us so that the ultimate godly order of the cosmic code to restructure my career has to take place, and this is why I'm stopping crucifying myself for a very selfish, unworthy public. Again, when I say and use those biblical terms, don't give your pearls to swine. You don't want to take it personally because that's not my word. It's biblical terms,
yeah.
But it's obviously a reality that the public is not ready for Dr. Cherry. The public is not ready for what we have to offer.
Well, you know, I got to say it like this. I mean, you know, we have rappers and a whole lot of inspirational music artists out there, and they're singing on what their beliefs are and whatnot, and they're not giving up because music soothes the soul. So as music for them soothes the soul, and our writing, for me, writing is my great escape, or just music in general.
Yeah.
So we're going to keep on putting out there, you know, the way that
not
it is.
To the VIPs. I'm not going.
And we're still going to keep on, you know, flaunting what we have, because just the way it is.
So much of the responsibility is now, current VIPs, is yours. Now, you have to realize that we have done our maximum, we have done our best shot to reach the public, and it's up to you now. It's up to you to work a little bit harder with us so we bring more people, so we can educate them more and do some universal prayer, something that will stop the terrible vision that I see. In 50 years, this world will be gone. And it's not a joke.
Yeah, you were just talking about writing a book called The 100 years, the next 100 years.
The next 50 years, humanity in the next 50 years. But, you know, there's no way around it. I mean, if you are a solid VIP and you've been with me for a long time, you know my predictions are unarguable. But when I tell you in 50 years from now this world will be gone, it may not necessarily be not only natural disaster or the expansion, but it could be your children. The biggest danger that I see ahead is not with natural disaster, is not with a meteorite, is not with earthquake or tsunami, even though they've been with us forever. It's with your children. Now, you're not listening. You're not listening to me. You're not understanding the gravity of the situation. Your system, your educational system, is producing skeptics, agnostics, scientists. It's producing people that are so rational, so logical, they are going to split themselves even further from the spirit. Who would believe, when you look at your innocent 5, 6 years old, 12 year old, that the danger is coming from these kids, you would think, Dr. Cherie, you lost it. You're completely crazy. You're on drugs. You're drunk tonight. No. No. No, 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 no. I'm not on drugs and I'm not drunk. The biggest danger for the world is your children. And the current generation, the baby bastards generation born with preto and verbo, they are the one who don't want you to, the one who stops smoking in restaurants. They are health lunatic. They are going to be the subject of my next global TED class on obsessive behavior, CD. This generation is a generation of skeptics. It's a generation of rationale. And they are not going to steer their children towards the cosmic codes, not even religions for that matter. So those children are going to be entire 150% robotic. They're going to be responding to their stars much more than what you could ever comprehend. And it's very, very unhealthy and very dangerous. So, and the day I see my school, God, I wonder why. You know, I'm not a psychic. If I was a psychic and I could win the lottery, I still would put all the money that I win into building my first astropsychological school, because that is, in all my vision, in all my hopes, in all that I can represent to you, that is the only way to save humanity. Re-educate the teachers so your children do not become the monsters.
I got one for you. Where are they all going to go running when the monster's fully grown? Where are they going to run to?
Yeah, Morris.
You know? I mean, the scientists, they can't explain certain things. You got TV evangelists, they can't explain certain things. One thing that no one can take from you is your spiritual DNA. You own that.
Yeah.
That's the one thing that can be explained.
Yeah.
Because it's the laws written in light. It's so simple.
It is simple because you have cosmic consciousness. I'm here to remind you on a daily basis. You know, trying to find the keys, what it means to be human in this, you know, in desiccating the human brain, which is nothing else than a computer and a physical muscle, is not going to give them the keys. They haven't been taught to dig into the spirit. They haven't been taught to dig into the universal mind, the structure of the cosmic code. And remember, nobody taught me. This damn curse came after this incredible UFO experience that I had, which makes people even running more far away from me because they really think I'm a lunatic, because now I'm bringing the extraterrestrials in the pictures.
Hey, they don't call him the little green Martian man for nothing. When you look at the green stoplight, the green go light on your stoplight above, you know the go.
Yeah.
Okay, and then you look at the green Martian man.
Well,
it's a gnomon.
The fact of the matter is, one more time, I will not quit on my VIPs because you are my only hopes. We are a drop in the immensity of the oceans. And sad enough, not afraid to tell you, you did not do your part in helping Dr. Cherie. I don't care what you think. I'm telling you, we are probably, certainly, the only hope for the world. You have got to help me to reach the media. You have to help me to reach the media. By this, I mean, if we do not teach our children their relationship with God and the universe and the cosmic code, that you are going to create a society of agnostics, of skeptics, of scientists. You're going to create a society which is going to remove themselves from the divine, from God, and from the spirit, And when there is no rules in the spirit, what you have is lost children like Adam Lanza, like any of criminals that you ever heard in the past or the future who has not been given any chance to control their stars. This is so deep. This is so real. So when I tell you, you are part of a bigger thing, you're much bigger than you, much bigger than you. I want you to really, really comprehend the depth, the urgency, to comprehend the importance of helping me somewhere, somehow. The reason why I quit today is because 78,000 of morons have given a lot of money to Mars One for a dream that is impossible, when this money should have been going to my schools so that we could start to bring a sense of reality, to bring responsibility, to bring wisdom, to bring decency, to bring back God and the system, the celestial system that he created for us to use. At that point, this is my last show. I'm quitting with the public because public is made of morons. 99.09% of morons wanted to go on Mars or wanted to buy the underwear of a famous sport guy and make millions in the process. I mean, for God's sake, what world did I land on? What have I done to God for him to put me on this stupid, moronic world where people actually believe they can go on Mars? As I said so many times, what if with your donation I build up a scaffolder for fish to come and live in our world? Why don't you understand that God created the fishes to live in their watery world? They're designed by the Creator to live in the ocean. You're not designed to go on freaking Mars. When will you get it? Mars has nothing to offer physically, and he has an incredible golden power to offer you spiritually, because Mars represents the drive principle, the masculinity power, what a man has to show his power, to go after a female. When in a female chart, this Mars depicts the type of man she's expecting. It's all spiritual. Mars has nothing like any other planet to offer humanity. You're dealing with a bunch of crooks. You're dealing with a bunch of privileged select snobs, mantled snobs, who have an education and do not want to work like we do and pay taxes. You're dealing with a very abusive moronic system. These people are so much smarter than you, and they know you're a moron. That's why they have no problem to get to your pocket. And me, that I have something real for you, for your children, and for humanity, I'm quitting. What's wrong? Can't you feel the intensity? Can't you feel my passion? What is a few hundred cosmic coder when 6,000 of you out there have signed up? What is it I did wrong? What is it I did not do right for these people to help me? Not emotionally, I have my wife, but financially. And it's not for me, it's for your kids. It's for your kids.
It's not worth to be persecuted.
So, again, I can only repeat this biblical phrase, Sarania. We cannot give no more our precious pearls to the swine.
You know, as we are gods, we're also dogs. It's just the way it is. You get chewed up, you get spit out, and you're always going to have someone coming back, and it's just not worth it. Live for yourself.
So, again, remember, all that is happening, excuse me, in Dr. Chu's career is preset by the cosmic code. If you have your own Nostradamus Dragon Forecast for 2013, You know, if you read for those born in February and August, that the dragon is affecting the career in the home area. So when you look at the career of President Obama and Dr. Cherry, well, it's the same, because by mutual reception, Leo and Aquarius suffers the same dragon. That's why President Obama is going through hell with the tail of the dragon, the month of the tail of the dragon in May, right in his 10th house of career, making President Obama at the lowest point he could ever be. Nothing compared at what's coming onto him in the full moon of August, and this is where I'm again taking chance with the freaking FBI. I already brought those guys in my house. What the hell would I do that? You know, 99.09% of the people and that are listening to this show, like, my gosh, are you crazy, Dr. Turing? They would run away from the FBI. They would never take a chance. Look at me. Look at me. I'm not afraid to bring the FBI to, I know they are listening to me. Why? Because I got my convictions. I got the truth. I know. I'm not afraid. Will you take my example? Sure. Sure. Who's going to take the example and bring us crazier Dr. Cherry? There's only one freaking Dr. Cherry who is not afraid to bring the freaking FBI in his house so that he can protect the president or help Mr. Obama. I don't care about your political belief, your political orientation, your religious orientation, or your sexual orientation. He is a freaking human being as much as you are, and I'm going to do what I can do to protect our president as much as I would do to protect you ass. That's where it comes down to it. You're dealing with Dr. Turing, so if you cannot handle the undelivered truth, you do not belong to Dr. Turing. You belong to those talking heads. You belong to Joel Osteen. You belong to these false prophets who will make you believe again. They have the truth when they are all non-cosmic conscious.
Well, you know, Louis, you know, we're all made of wide variety. You know, you're going to have a group over here that's following Buddha. You're going to have a group over here that's going to be a Jew. And it's just the way this world is set. Only certain UCIs are going to resonate. You can't expect the entire world to just fall and bow beneath your feet. It doesn't work that way.
No. I have been giving, you and I, we've been giving our extra best. We put newsletters out there. We put YouTube video out there. And you know what? They are sucking it all up. Even in India, they're taking my wisdom. All the people that have learned from me, my gosh, I would never get a thanks from anyone of these people in the public, in the selfish public. I know they picked up stuff from me. I know they regenerate from me. I'm not stupid. I don't expect a thank you, Dr. Tree, because this is against the law. This is against the law. I, on the other hand, understand the word karma. Okay? So something pretty big, something really, really big in terms of karma that is on to us will unfold. When, where, how? Hey, I'm not a psychic, but I'm watching the stars. And when my dragon said, connect with the universal dragon said after February 2014, we'll talk again. And this time, maybe all the people who are listening to this show and all my VIPs, we finally realize that I have only them to help me to reach the media, because those people who own radio and television, in a million years, they would never help me. Even with the facts in hand, they still will not help me. Even my best friend, who I thought was my best friend, George Norrie, kicked my ass. And instead is promoting a bunch of unconscious, cosmic unconscious people that are deceiving others without no form of rational proof of prediction or a divine cosmic system that is used to make predictions of the future. And that's where we're at. That's where we're at. Well, I'm telling you one more time. If you just join in, your problem is not with nature. The problem is not with the ozone layer. The problem is not with, you know, interplanetary objects that are going to hit the Earth, or tsunami, or God knows what. Listen, the problem is with your children. I see it. I know it. The problem is with the very children that you see every day, that you're raising every day. And you think you are safe? No. Your religious organization, your educational organization, the way your system is set is to turn those kids into monsters like Adam Lanza. I can only constantly, endlessly repeat myself so it sinks. It sinks in your psyche that those children, millions of them, are being built to be rational, logical, skeptic, atheist, agnostic.
You know what?
Scientists who are going to lose the spirit and respond to their stars.
They've already lost the spirit.
But there is still hope. There is still hope. And this is why I want the people, the very few minuscule drop in the ocean VIPs that I have, at least I hope I'll be reaching them and help them, help them to help me, and me to help them to reach more people so they can understand.
No, I know too many of them, you know. They can go ahead, they can send their kids into the other room, let them watch an episode of Family Guy, let them eat their Happy Meals, so they can tell their babysitters, I hate my daddy. I hate my mama, because I had it happen to me.
I know.
I had kids 4 and 5 years old look at me and say, I hate my parents.
That's
And then I try to, you know, to do what I can, and their parents just don't care. That all they care about, I know you got to survive in this world. But, you know, look at all the ignorance.
Yeah, who is the best mama? The best mama is the lady who, after giving birth to a child, is going right back on the stage to shine because the ego is desperate for appreciation while her children are being raised by taller strangers. Who is the best mama? Lopez, what was the name?
Well, you know, I don't go by name.
I'm trying to say, on that
CNN.
TV show, on that TV show, there was who was the best mother.
That's crazy.
The best mother is not a mother that rushed back on stage to fill her egos when she's already 3 times a billionaire. The real mom is the mom who stay with the kids and help her kids. Doesn't mean she has to stop her career, don't get me wrong. But after 1, 2, or 3 kids, they still look as good as they were before they had children. That's beautiful, don't get me wrong, but it's all ego-motivated, and it doesn't help the children. Oh, no, let this person raise my child. Who cares? I have the money. Let me travel the world. Let me go to these parties. Let me shine on television and raise my kids and then give them Jesus, Allah, or Buddha and make sure they stay clear from Dr. Churi because, you know, much of these kids are already doomed to die with drug addictions or overdose. When they get to their teens, or maybe kill themselves or kill other people. It happens all the time.
Let me say, you know, yoga's not enough, folks.
No.
It takes more than a hug, and yoga is not enough.
Yeah. Well, again, like sad reality. You know, I signed a little letter tonight. Let's have a psychic show tonight. Yeah, baby. You know, spend $10 on Dr. Turing and your cosmic awareness. Shame. One person say yes. The rest of you, not worth it. You know what? I think I'm ready to go fishing. I'm ready to go retire. I really do. All right. As far as I'm concerned, I'm done for tonight. I'm just totally, totally disgusted by the world, a world that is unable to to perceive the talent, the gift, the direct connection I have with God through the cosmic code. Totally, completely disgusted with a bunch of morons that are giving money to go on Mars to build up the next church. I say, shame, shame. Maybe you'll deserve what's coming next. And I'm still fighting because I don't want it. Because the little minority, the drop in the ocean that trust me, deserve my full attention, deserve my full commitment to keep fighting with them. But I cannot do it on my own. I need you. I need you to help me.
Oh, wow. You know, core concepts are definitely alive within the soul. It's all up to your inner sensation, structured, that is.
Well, you know what? This new moon in Taurus right under tail, affecting my home by mutual reception of the career area, I had to make this decision. We have to start to take care of ourselves, Serenia. We have to start, you know, take care of each other, and the first thought and the last thought cannot be just for the world, but maybe for us, you know.
That's what we did when we were in Florida, and it just was like, I can't explain what was happening. This was 2 weeks.
Yep.
But not forever, not for long. I mean, I'm not saying, you know, we're not going to be here. We're here. Still doing what we're doing. You know the drill.
Yeah, I know the drill. All I can tell the VIPs is you read many, many times over about the Scorpius Draconis, okay? And the Scorpius Draconis is affecting you as much as it's affecting me and Tirania. The only difference is that we know where this dragon is, and I believe you can't be bothered yourself or the public to know where it is affecting you. And if you decide to get to know where this dragon is really affecting you, then maybe you can put your hand on that $15 little book that I have on my website so that you know how this dragon is going to affect you, your children, your friends, your lovers, your wife, your grandpa, even your dog. But, you know, to behave this way, you have to be curious. You have to be willing. Or you might do, you know, like the majority of people that I know, practice the ostrich job. And that means stick your head in the ground and forget about everything. Chi vera, chi vivrà vera. After me, you know, the deluge. That's what Louis XIV, King of France, used to say. After me, the freaking deluge. I don't care what the hell is going to happen. Sometimes I wish I could think that way. I tried to be selfish tonight for the first time in my career, by stopping, letting the public, you know, crucify me and abusing me and my good heart and my wisdom. And you.
Got
so
him.
We've decided to stand for ourselves. So, I can only tell you what I said a trillion times before. If you're a VIP, thank you so much.
Isn't it ironic? I mean, the moon's in Cancer tonight.
Mm-hmm. Beginning and ending. Important phases of life. So if you're a VIP, think of helping me to reach to the children of the future. And if you're not, maybe, you know, join us, be part of the specific group of cursed VIPs with Dr. Cherry and the mission I have and your imposed karmic connection to help me to fulfill my own mission to free humanity from stupidity, from fears, ignorance, and bring back the faith and the truth of God, cosmic God.
And we have at least maybe 6 minutes left tonight. I thought I might channel a little bit off of the great Levi York Antar.
Might as well, too.
Might as well, but you know what? At least we got the rules and the laws to stay balanced. I might as well start. Again, human culture and evolutionary trends. It is around these center areas that orbit layers of memory chains. and sequences that protect, validate, and reinforce the nucleus. It's the thought complexes, the self-images that fight to survive daily and to multiply their kind within the mind. It's your own programming, the coordinates of the other's programming. Just as the human species seeks to replicate itself through certain sexual desires, or any desire for that matter, time and experience is either concentrate or dissipate the charge that feeds the core concepts. It is when that charge behind another core concept is released that the concept often breaks down and a new concept is then reassimilated. And the process of adaptation can be said to have taken place, as well as progress, change, and what is also referred to as spiritual growth. It's these core center concepts that are especially tenacious if vitalized within one of the racial instincts, whether it be the sex instinct, the driver to pair bond and mate instinct, the protective instinct, self-preservation, preservation of the group instinct, excuse me, and the instinct to explore and acquire knowledge, which all exists and are very active to a greater or lesser degree in all of you. There are so many instincts. Well, we're part of insects too, right? And at a later date, I'm sure these will all be explained more in full, either through these channelings or in another volume of the Cosmic Code. Energies of the psych, well up from within the core concept, will always structure and spin off, strengthen the structure and always feed off of it, and offshoots form. The periphery of the core bubble always will expand, engulfing other core concepts in such fashion that the influence of center components may then grow and influence other areas of the self as well. The central self-image or concept can then become the dominant or predominant self-image that one might refer to as their identity, their UCI. And then you have those other types of self-image structures and pleasure-related self-image structures that are often the ones that have the strongest energetic charge components behind them. And at least they're discussed in your cultures, expecting perhaps in the private therapy room of a psychologist or a therapist of psychiatric or psychological variety. But even then, there's taboos that are so strong in your culture, and that'll rarely hear such honesty from you, unless you're truly in the, say, a locker room of a football team. I say all this with enlightened humor. I mean, generally, there's a master core concept that's closely aligned with an energetic, instinctual drive, and that may usually feed off the genetically engineered instincts, getting its juice and power surges from this instinct. And then there's layers of identity, and there's some that's stable, some of long duration, and some more or less transitory. It's the life structure of the humanoid entity, which is built much like the blueprints for a building. You have the cosmic blueprints to get you through your daily life, or according to the layout of that map. And this is called the personality pattern or the identity pattern. The personality pattern that's just one offshoot away from the identity pattern. The life experience of one of these humanoid psychic structures is externally modulated. And according to dimensional maps, those maps are carried by what we call the psychic genes, which impel towards certain types of life experience during physical incarnations. Impulses arise from the mechanics of this map's makeup that are then acted out, producing results called personal reality. And so the cosmic code is meant to empower you to change and modify your reaction to those impulses so that you can have it all. And it's on that note that I say, on this last night of our show, hopefully not maybe for long, because I really enjoy doing this show and I know my husband does too. And I want to come back and maybe just one day out of the blue I'll decide to do the show on my own one night, just for fun or whatnot, just to continue trying to help those who are listening. Well, you guys all know what to do if you want to hook it up. For now, it's peace, love, and light, empowerment to all. Blessings from Mrs. T and, of course,
Dr. Cherry. Good night, everybody.
Good night.